And time for this morning's commentary, which is brought to you by Washington Federal. Spilled milk. I know it's not nearly as important as denuking North Korea, but there has been a milk war going on between the U.S. and Canada. Did you hear the president complaining about the tariffs Canada charges on American dairy products?
As an example, 270%. Nobody knows that.
270%. Canada's all huffy about our steel tariffs, and it's charging 10 times as much on our milk. Of course, it's thanks to that kind of protection that Canadian dairy farmers are thriving, while in the U.S., dairy farmers are having to sell off their cows and sometimes dump millions of gallons of milk into the same pond with the cow manure, because they'd actually lose money by shipping it to market. Obviously, it would help if they could sell more to Canada. American producers are so efficient that in a free market, they could drown Canada in American milk, which is exactly why Canada won't back down. We may have farm subsidies, but Canadians go way beyond farm subsidies. They consider their family dairy farms a national treasure and strictly control the milk supply to make sure they succeed. A free market is the last thing they want. Maybe that's why the president was so eager to get out of Canada. I think he realized he'd have an easier time getting North Korea to give up its nukes than getting Canada to give up its cows.
You can find all of Dave's commentaries at MyNorthWest.com. Subscribe to them as a podcast. You can stream them, too, using the Cairo Radio app. It's very handy.